Seven.
Delegate authority to the Bureau of Human Resources Director to designate certain training and development programs as mandatory for employees, managers, and supervisors in support of the city training and development program.
Let's hear from the Bureau of Human Resources Director as to why she should have all this authority.
That's right, yes. Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners.
Howard Grab.
Anna Kanowit, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources, and with me is Gail Baird, who's the manager of the city's training and workforce development program. So just a little background on the ordinance. We have from time to time designated certain employee trainings as mandatory based on requests primarily from council. A couple examples are manager and supervisory training series, most notably our training, required training on Human Resources Administrative Rule 2.02, which is our prohibition against workplace harassment, discrimination, and retaliation, as well as child abuse reporting. Although the state legislature has mandated city employees to be reporters, it doesn't mandate the training, but we do mandate that so employees understand what their obligations are. So as I noted, council has from time to time decided that these trainings are important to ensure that our managers' employees have a solid grounding in certain information and to ensure that city values are achieved, again, such as reporting child abuse and creating a workplace that is free from discrimination. We think it is time to move from an informal process to one that is more formalized but not a cumbersome process to accomplish our goals. So the ordinance delegates to the HR director the authority to designate training as mandatory if it meets certain criteria which are listed in the ordinance, and that includes ensuring understanding and compliance with law, city code, city rules, to support citywide initiatives and mandates as adopted by city council to reduce potential risk and liability to the city, and to define and communicate expectations and ensure ethical, professional, appropriate behavior and conduct on the part of city employees in their official capacity. We also have a provision, of course, for council or bureau directors with their commissioner in charge approval to also request that trainings be made mandatory, again, consistent with this criteria. Currently, we have two trainings where are kind of in the wings waiting for this ordinance to go through to be designated as mandatory. One of those is the Equity 101 training that the Office of Equity and Human Rights has been offering for, I think, close to 2 years now, but it's not mandatory training. It would fit the criteria that we listed in the ordinance. And the second out of the auditor's office would be mandated training on records management and retention, which, of course, is hugely important to us as a city as well. I would just want to turn it over to Gail Baird for a moment to talk a little bit more about the program. So,
good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. We have found with the with the recent citywide training program becoming more utilized, that bureaus are noticing the improvements in employee performance, in reduction of risk, and other achievements through the program. And this would simply make it easier for us as a bureau and as the overseers of the citywide training program to assist bureaus in providing training that that will continue to do that. Some other areas that we may find ourselves focusing on would be areas of safety training. Currently, the city does not have a mandatory safety training program for citywide use, and so that's probably something we would like to be exploring with RISC in the future. We have also seen excellent results since council mandated a little over 2 years ago refresher training for 2.2. At that time, in 2012, we realized that while most city employees had gone through the training, we didn't have an adequate tracking system, which our City Learner system now allows us to do through its learning management, and that people are getting the refresher training, some of whom in the past had not had the training for over 10 years. So it's those kinds of things that have made our overall training programs far more effective than in the past. We continue to look forward to doing more of that.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Please, Mayor. First of all, I'm delighted that Equity 101 is going to be mandated. And coincidentally, I'll be spending Friday afternoon in Equity 101 over in the Portland building. And so I think that's very important. I guess I'm less clear about the current status of Administrative Rule 2.02. So is it now mandatory, or have we delegated to you the right, the authority to make that judgment?
We do consider it mandatory based on council's request that it be mandatory, but we have not had a formalized process to do that in the past. So that training, our manager and supervisory series, are considered mandatory, and we do require employees to go through those, but it has not been through a formalized process. So,
and does this action today give you more power to make that happen?
Yes.
Because I think it's the sense of the – it's certainly my strong sense as the co-author of the new 2.02. I think it's the sense of the council that should be mandatory. On what frequency and how you balance training in the first instance with refresher courses, I think we delegate to your good judgment how to do that. But I do think it's the strong sense of this body that 2.02 should be mandatory.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you both. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this item? Okay, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fish?
Thank you both for your good work in this area. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
I'm really pleased to hear about the tracking system, too. When I worked at OHSU, there was mandatory training that you had to take every year, and the computer would tell you that you have not done it and you need to do it. And it was very easy to take online as well. So I appreciate both the in-person trainings and the availability of the videos and others to catch up at odd hours of the day and night. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye. Hey. Okay.